Today, as we start this series of conversations that is all about living and living in your wealth by design, we want to talk about what it means when we say the word by design, that phrase. You're designing your reality each and every moment of each and every day. You're manifesting it, creating it. And it has attributes and it has context and contours that all have arisen from within you. We do know that part of your idea of convincing yourself that you have landed in the middle of this is to pretend as though you don't know that you're the reason why it exists. And that's fine. We're not challenging that. We're just inviting you to open your mind to much more. And the much more is that, as wonderful as all of this is, and it is really wonderful, it can be even better from here. And that comes from where you put your attention. So living wealthy by design is about you deciding that wealth exists and that you're in it. And it may start with your imagination. You may have to spend some time. You don't have to, of course, do anything. But you may want to spend some time putting your attention on images and ideas of wealth, seeing them happening in front of you, even if you can't touch them, taste them, smell them, or really truly see them or hear them. But to see yourself walking about in a physical reality that is what matches your desire. It may be very specific. It may be very general. It may be somewhere in between. But living wealthy by design means you begin to pick up the idea and run with it. Even if you've done this before, we're going to treat this so you've never done it. Because you've certainly never heard this conversation, in spite of the fact that you're bringing it forth. So in this conversation, we're going to be inviting you to begin, because today is the first day, and that's going to be true each and every day, because today is always the first day. Today is the first day where you can sit in the midst of your luxury and your wealth and your abundance and feel the richness of it, the depth and breadth and width of it. One way that we would invite you to look at this is to recognize that you may feel entitled to wealth, and you may be a little bit concerned about that feeling. We would recommend that you pay attention to the fact that you have an expectation of something, even if you feel as though it has never, ever once arisen. And to pay attention to what that would look like if your entitlement, if that sense of expectation, if that sense of inevitability were to actually demonstrate itself and to look you square in the eye and say, here I am. What does that look like? What does it feel like? What would you be walking around doing? What you're doing when you imagine these things is you're bringing perception to the table to your aid. You're bringing it to your benefit. You're beginning to see things that you imagine are possible, or at least something you want, even if you don't know how you would get there. When we're talking about this and going through this particular series, one of the things we're going to bring your attention to most likely is the idea that you're using your imagination left, right, and center. When you think you're being practical, that's just your imagination. When you think you're being fanciful, that's just your imagination. When you think you're being outlandish, that's just your imagination. And the fact that outlandish has a definition, that definition is something that you're defining. Because you're not outlandish. You're in the right place at the right time, in the right way, right here and right now. And wonderful things are indeed happening for you and happening on your behalf, and most definitely happening to your benefit. If you think you're being impractical, if you think you're being overly demanding, if you think you're being entitled, we want to remind you that your position about the fact that those are things you should not be feeling, that sits in your imagination also. So you can use your imagination to your benefit and go ahead and give in to that sense of obligation that the universe has to you, which it does, or entitlement that the universe is going to provide for you, which it will, which it is, or that sense of expectation that something magical is going to happen, which is happening. Go ahead and give in to that, because the contradictory opinions that you have that say, but I can't or I shouldn't, that sits in your imagination also. You're imagining all of this and you're intending every specific bit, bite, piece, and point. And you have what's exactly right for you right here and right now. And as good as this is, it's only going to be getting better. If you follow that and pay attention to what we're saying, you'll see that the potential for anything that you're wanting is, well, it's extant, it exists. It's also inevitable if you're willing to allow it to occur. Now, the key, as we've talked about before, of bringing what is in your imagination over into intending is finding the thought that feels better. That's what brings it across the bridge. It has to feel better. It has to be jacks or better, like playing poker. You have to be able, and again, we're using the word have to. It's not really an obligation, but that's just simply how this works. Nothing comes over that bridge that doesn't feel better. Nothing. Using your imagination, using your perception to begin to apply ideas and images to the reality that you're sitting in the middle of is a very powerful thing. Combining that with a thought that feels better, with the fact that the thought feels better, with refining and defining through your imagination to find what feels better in that thought, this is very powerful. But notice what will happen is if you're sitting in your imagination, which you're doing almost all the time, and you're contemplating something and you're thinking about, well, what would it be like if I really was wealthy? If I really did have this really, really flush abundance that I have always thought about and have always wanted, but have never been willing to really let myself have, perhaps. What would that be like? And you begin to dream about where you would be sitting, for example, right now, looking out at the reality that you have, that your eyes are giving you and that your ears are reporting into you about, that you can taste, touch, smell. What would it look like? What would be different about it? What would your attitude about what you are seeing? How would that be different? If what was informing your vision, if what was at the basis of your vision, of your interaction on a sensory level, with all that you see right now from where you're sitting, not having to go anywhere or do anything different, what would it be like if what was happening is you were just sitting in the same place in great wealth? Whatever that means to you, what would that be like? And using your imagination in that way, we would also remind you that any opinions that are going to arise that say, yeah, but no, not possible, not happening. How's it going to happen? When are you going to do it? What are you going to do to make it happen? What if you recognize that that is also in your imagination and you're just switching channels, going from one, the channel of wealth and abundance, and two, the channel of practicality, impending doom, the need to get done, whatever you might want to call it. Now, remember, there's nothing wrong. You can watch any channel you want. You can go wherever you wish to go and do whatever you wish to do. But here we're talking about living wealthy by design. And in this experience of living wealthy by design, you are specifically tuning in to the channel that you wish to experience. Now, it is also possibly the case that what you're doing is trying to find some sort of shortcut that will figure out a way to get you to the place vibrationally that you want to be without having to give much attention to it. And we don't disagree with this. But there's another aspect to that you might want to pay attention to, and that is that if you believe that you're going to consciously intend and have experience and live in the midst of great wealth and then turn it off at some point, that's something we would invite you to pay attention to, because what you really want to be doing, we assume, if you're here listening to us, this is likely the case, What you really want to be doing is consciously enjoying what you're experiencing. You may believe that what you've done here is you've gotten awake enough to be able to sort of solve the pain that woke you up in the first place, and that you're going to go back to sleep and go back to sort of the what the New Thought teachers would have called the mass unconscious dream. We don't really recommend you do that. We recommend that you stay here and let yourself have the amazing beauty, delight, wonder, and magic that is your life that you're living wealthy by design, because you're already in it. It's already happening. It's actually very much informed. And the fact that you believe that you don't have it, the contrast that says, but that's not true, arising again out of imagination, is also arising out of the awareness of the actual extant nature of your wealth. That may be a difficult concept to get, so we'll probably talk about it again and again. But the contradictions and opinions that rise up in contrast, they're not the ones telling the true tale of the story. They're lying to you, not maliciously, but by design. Remember, someone had to convince you, and several people likely did, and you got them to help you with this because it was part of your plan of individuation that now is no longer necessary because now you know who you are. But back in the day, so to speak, at one point you decided, yeah, this is what is basically true. This is the main truth. The main truth is life is hard and people are difficult and it's not going to be easy and it's going to be a lot of hard work, which of course is not the case at all. The case is, quite bluntly, quite plainly, quite explicitly, that you're in the right place at the right time in the right way right now, and that everything that is happening here is happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit. But your imagination and your ideas and opinions that sit in your imagination that feel worse, which don't have any capability of manifesting, but they certainly can cloud your ability to see what is actually happening, to hear it, to feel it, to walk into it. These things are not the baseline. They're the side notes. The baseline is wealth. There's no question. That's why it is alarming, or it is distressing, or it is upsetting, or it is enraging, or it is something that you don't like when you begin to pay attention to those opinions. But one of the astonishing truths, quote unquote, which is not a truth at all, that you've somehow or another sold to yourself, is that the baseline is disaster. And we're exaggerating, but we're not exaggerating by much for most of you. And that anything else is kind of a happy chance. Now, this is not true by any stretch of the imagination. And even as we say it, we can see that many of you are thinking, I don't really think that. And that's fine. We'll disagree with that statement because we can see what is happening here. When we talk about living wealthy by design, it sounds like we're throwing down a gauntlet. Like, okay, you want this? Let's go for it. That's not what we're doing at all. We're actually revealing a truth that is already in play. You are living wealthy by design. You just have a lot of opinions that say otherwise. So, you see, wealth is not measured by the dollars in the bank or the pounds or the euro, for that matter, although you can have as many of those as you want. Wealth is measured by how it feels, not what it looks like. And you can use the eyes that you have now and the ears that you have now and the fingertips that you have now, and if you wish, the tongue and the nose that you have now, to perceive and to be aware of the inherent wealth that is sitting underneath you, above you, around you, and in all places that you can observe and perceive. Because that is the case. You are in this right place at this right time, in this right way. And everything that is happening here is happening for you. It is happening on your behalf. And it is most definitely happening to your benefit. So this is good. This place where you are, in this moment at this time, and all is well. This is where we begin. And this is what we're going to be talking about. Now, of course, what we're talking about will expand because you're going to have questions and you're going to hopefully bring them to the table. We look forward to those questions, knowing that as powerful as they are and as wonderful as they are, they're only going to be better and better and better increasingly, continuously. It's good. Where you are right now is good. This is the day of your great good that you're sitting in the middle of. And everything that is happening here is happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit. Wondrousness is what is at play. So we invite you to bring your questions as we continue this series of conversations. We look forward to those interactions, however they may happen and whatever they may be. And as good and as wonderful and as powerful and as delightful as all of this is, it's only going to be getting better and better and better from here.